Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, March 25th and the whole week ahead. There's a Sun conjunct Venus in Aries and that falls in your sixth house. I'll tell you what this is good for is if you want to get a job, if you want some form of employment, if you wish to work. Sun Venus is particularly good for anything artistic or creative. So if you have particular talents that you wish to bear on some form of employment, then go after it now. Here's your Sunday stars. Mercury conjunct Uranus in your sixth house means anything medical or to do with your health, the more unorthodox the remedy, the better. Maybe you're interested in anything from homeopathy to acupuncture. Or it could well be something which other people don't rate, but could work for you. Homeopathy, herbalism. You know where I'm going with this? It means if you've had no success with orthodox medicine, then it can't hurt to try something different. Here's your Monday stars. I love the fact that Mars, your ruler, is in your seventh house of relationships and linked to Neptune. It's particularly sizzling sexually. And so if you want somebody in your life who is going to be just a patterner of desire on the whole of your body, then go after it now. If you've got nobody in your life, then this is the ideal time for you to go on the hunt, because the chase is going to be well worth it. Here's your Tuesday stars. It's a new moon and it's in Aries. Two areas now over the next couple of weeks to concentrate on. Anything to do with work, business and employment is good, especially starting something new and fresh. And anything with a medical or a health connection is very good too, because what that will do is open up new doors where you can sort out a health issue or matter, yours or somebody else's. It's newness that abounds. Here's your Wednesday stars. The Mercury-Saturn link that's all around you now is particularly potent if you're dealing with anything materialistic. So money matters. If you need to reorganize, restructure your finances, this is an ideal aspect. If you want to pursue something in work, business or employment, anything to do with a job where you can earn money and put it away, then that's good too. It's about being responsible with cash. Here's your Thursday stars, a very hard and difficult aspect between Jupiter and Pluto, your ruler. What you've got to be very careful of now is not to be seduced by someone who thinks they know what they're talking about, but basically they're lulling you into a false sense of security. Beware, beware the crocodile smile. If someone appears too sweet and too sanguine and too nice and too good to be true, trust me, they are. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury now moves into your seventh house of relationships. And what you've got with Mercury in this position is a chance and the ability to talk to somebody. I said earlier on in your weekly stars that this is all about being on the same wavelength as somebody else. And Mercury does precisely that. The next few weeks, it's about opening up your mind, talking to someone, and not being afraid to tell somebody how it is between you.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.